Good morning. Welcome to Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Have you ever found yourself saying, I wish I could do more for the Lord? Or sometimes I feel like I'm just not doing anything for the Lord. Well, we forget sometimes that the things that we do, when we fulfill our role as God has given us our roles, that we are fulfilling what it is that God wants us to do. We are indeed working in the kingdom, working for Jesus. But on the other hand, I certainly understand our desire to feel like, to think, to know that we are actually doing something overt for Jesus. And I'm here to tell you that there are a number of ways to do that. A simple phone call can be uplifting. A card sent to someone can be uplifting. A card inviting someone to services is uplifting, is work for the kingdom. Anything that you do out of love is work for Jesus in the kingdom. And we can all do something, even if it's tiny, even if it's minute, we can all do something. What we can't do, though, is fall into the trap of, I say I will, but then I don't. We sometimes feel or think that we're not doing enough for Jesus. Sometimes we wonder if we're doing anything at all. And I can tell you that anything you do for others out of love is service to the Lord. Remember 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 14. But really, today, I want to talk to you about those who hear but don't do. We attend service every Sunday, every Bible class. We hear teaching from the scriptures. And we take it all in. Then we go home and never get around to doing anything. Never get around to doing the Lord's work. Oh, there are plenty of reasons. Excuses. And most of them are valid. But truly, it doesn't take long to do something for Jesus, and he knows your efforts. But don't be those who say, I do, and then don't. That's a very dangerous thing to fall into. If you're not shining, you're not glorifying God. Matthew 5:16 has this, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. If you're not shining, you're not glorifying God, and others can't see God through you if you're not shining. You are a light as a lamp, and nobody puts that under a basket, but on a stand, and you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. But if you're going to say, I do, and then not do, well, then that's an entirely different story, isn't it? Thanks for listening. We certainly appreciate you listening to Bible Points, this production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. As always, friends, we invite you to attend our services Sundays at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 worship, again at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for Bible study. We're located at Matthew Street in Bay City, Texas. That's 1915 Matthew Street, Bay City, Texas, 77414. Blessings now, and have a great day.